word of prayer. Father, we just again worship you. Lord, we are in your presence now, and in your presence is fullness of joy, peace, assurance, Lord, healing, renewing strength, Lord, direction, answers, Lord, that we've been struggling over. In your presence, they're there. There's no struggle, Lord, but it's just peace. And that peace, Lord, takes away the anxiety. It takes away the stress. It takes away everything that's not like you. That peace that surpasses all understanding and guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We don't have to be anxious or troubled about anything when we really bring it to you, Lord, and really just release it to you. And so teach us, Lord, teach us how to let go and let God take care of it. For God surely will take care of it all. He answers prayer. He fights for us. He even cries and intercedes for us. Jesus wept for Lazarus. And surely if he wept for Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, he surely will weep and intercede for us. And not only that, but he has already conquered death, hell, and the grave for us. He has overcome it all that we might be able to say, I trust you, Lord. And so, Lord, I pray you take these precious words that you have put in my mouth. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable and bring glory and honor and praise to Jesus. For he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is our Lord and Savior. For those who receive and believe, we again receive and believe you, Lord. And we believe you and receive you as Lord and Savior and Deliverer of our lives. Take charge of every area, Lord, especially that area that we've been trying to fix for ourselves. We realize now that we can't do it. We got to cast it on you, for you care for us. And we love you for that, Lord. May lives be touched. May hearts be strengthened. May situations be changed, Lord. And even in the twinkling of an eye, you can pluck your finger. And Lord, it will change. Hallelujah. It doesn't take God all day to do anything. God can do it. Just like he spoke to that fig tree. And Jesus spoke to that tree and he said, no more from this day will there be any fruit on you. And the next day, the fig tree was withered and died up from the root. And so, Lord, let life come to us. Speak life to us now. Speak health to us. Speak direction to us. Speak instruction to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord, we want to be in your will and your way. And so, Lord, we give it to you now. We trust you with everything in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Praise amen. The Lord. Hallelujah. If I was to sing a song, I'd sing, trust and obey. Mm-hmm. Trust and obey, for it is the only way to be happy in Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And God, how many times have I not obeyed you? I said I trusted you, but I didn't obey you. Mm. One works in harmony with the other. Hallelujah. Trusting you means that I give it all to you. Hallelujah. I depend totally on you. I rely on God and not myself. I do my part, but God's part is so much more awesome than mine, because hallelujah, without him, I can do nothing. Jesus said it himself, without me, you can do nothing. But through Christ, what? We can do all things, for he is our strength. He is our peace. He's our assurance. He's our direction. He's our everything. So go with me to the word of God. I'm going to the voice and page 1378. And this is There's something about developing patience that actually produces trust. Hallelujah, trust. And that's what we've been talking about. Yeah. And there are a few other verses. When you get a chance, I want you to meditate on those, but I'm going to probably just declare one or two of them as we go. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. I didn't find that one in the voice. I know it's there. And also Isaiah 12, verses 1 and 2. And the voice is page 805 there. But Isaiah 12, 1 and 2, page 805. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. If somebody can get that in the voice, just give us the page. And of course, Romans 5, 1 through 5, page 1378 in the voice. Okay. And it reads, I will begin verse 1. It says, since we have been acquitted, that means, hallelujah, the charges have been dropped against Amen. Us. We have been acquitted and made right through faith. This is just through faith, church. Hallelujah, faith. And I want to just share that with you. I want you to put a pin in that word faith, because we're going to just relate faith to trust. But if I had a thought, it would be that trust is because we have covenant with God. Hallelujah. Trust. Covenant with God has rewarded us with the ability to trust him. Hallelujah. Covenant. And covenant is what? Where God has agreed to commune and fellowship and be with us. He promised to be with us and to never leave us or forsake us. And he would be what? With us to the very end of time as we know it. Time for, if our lives are over, he's there. And then if he returns, that which is the day of the Lord, then that time as we know it will end, because we are promised to be with him if we have hope and trust in him. If we have faith in Christ, then we will be with him. That is the covenant of God, the promise of God. And it's to dwell with his people and for his people to dwell with him. Amen. To have fellowship with God, communion. Hallelujah. And then fellowship and communion one with the other. And not, you know, backbiting and warring against each other and tearing each other down, but building each other up in the most holy faith of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Living and walking what? The same, following the same example that Christ left. Of course, he for 3 years, 3.5 years, he did that with the disciples. He walked with them. He talked with them. He taught them. He fed them. He taught them how to be fishers of men. Hmm. And the same is happening today. The Lord is yet teaching us to be fishers of men. But that being a fisher of men, requires what? Trust. Trusting. And then obeying God. Hallelujah. One does not work without the other. But it's saying here that we have been made right through faith. And we are able to what? Experience true and lasting peace. True and lasting peace. Not that temporary peace, but lasting, eternal peace. Peace when we need it. Hallelujah. In the most difficult time. Lasting peace. Hallelujah. Peace what? With God through our Lord Jesus, the anointed, the one. Hallelujah. He's the anointed one, the liberating king. He sets us free. Liberate, liberty, liberating king. He's the one, the only one. When you are bound, when you are troubled, he sets you free. The liberating king, when your mind is troubled, Jesus is the liberating king. Hallelujah. He leads us into a place of radical grace. That's some amazing grace, because the grace, what? The grace works in our favor. The grace is that it's doing is obeying the love of Jesus Christ. The grace is acting in love for Jesus. Hallelujah. On his behalf. And that grace is where we are, a radical grace, a place of grace.
Hallelujah, where we are able to celebrate the hope of experiencing God's glory. Wow, can you imagine God's glory? We're going to experience that. His glory, hallelujah. What is his glory? Mm-hmm. His glory is what? God himself. And we are there with him and he is here with us. Hallelujah. And then what? I believe the most glorious place is what? Heaven. Heaven, as we know it. Of course, God is going to what? Take this very earth and transform it. Like First Peter says, he will take the very fires of there's a fire that's coming upon the earth that will burn the very elements and destroy everything that we know. But then what? There will be a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. And I think that's primarily because God is not going to, he's going to destroy everything, and especially what? Sin. He will destroy sin by the very fires of heaven. Hallelujah. That fire is meant to quench and destroy sin and everything evil and everything that does not love and is not seeking after God. It will be destroyed. The very elements, everything mm-hmm. in this world. But then there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Peter talks about it. And I believe Revelation teaches it. Hallelujah. I have to specifically, that's another lesson. But as we go on, it's the radical grace where we're able to celebrate the hope of experiencing God's glory. That's God's glory. A place where God is, reveals his glory. And not only the place, but a people. And those people are what? You and I. And this is why trust is so important. Because trust allows us to have the confidence towards God that we should. Confidence that if God said it, he surely will do it. He'll back it up. Hallelujah. He will turn he'll turn the earth as we know it upside down to fulfill his word. Where is that found? Heaven and earth shall pass away. My word shall not pass away. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Now, he's not talking about the eternal heavens. He's just talking about the heavens of this earth and this atmosphere as we know it. But it will nothing will pass away before his word. His word is eternal. And so his word is forever settled in the heavens, is what the word of God says. But hallelujah, that again reveals the glory. And it says what? And that's not all. We also celebrate in seasons of suffering because we know that when we suffer, we develop endurance. So there are seasons of suffering. There are some difficulty. There are some troubles. There are some heartache. There's some pain. Mm-hmm. There are some losses. We've like lost some loved ones. But, I mean, there's some stuff that we never thought we'd go through. Now, that's not talking about the stuff we put on ourselves. Sometimes we put it on ourselves because we didn't trust and obey. But then again, when we trust and obey, hallelujah, and determine again, renew. God, how many times has he renewed me and refreshed me and said, I'm giving you a chance, David, just like it was brand new. Everything that you did, I've cast it into the sea of forgiveness. I remember it no more. Mm. I'm not going to bring it up. But if you bring it up, that's on you. But he what? Allows us to start fresh.
Yes, he does.
His mercies are new every day. Is that a reason why you can trust him? That's one reason out of 10,000. Because every one of us have experienced some type of difficulty, some type of problem, some type of area where we didn't obey. We actually rebelled. But God said, I'm going to have mercy. I'm going to turn this around because my mercy is so great and abundant. It just simply reveals my glory. It reveals that I am God. It reveals what? That I am that I am. Yes. Just like he said to Abraham. No, Moses. He said that to Moses. He said, tell Pharaoh, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Amen. So We just lean and depend on God. We trust him. We take that trust instead of putting it in man and putting it in the things of the flesh. We put our trust in God. Hallelujah. So important to do that. Hallelujah. I'll explain that again. Why? We celebrate those seasons of suffering because we know that when we suffer, we develop endurance. What is endurance? The ability to overcome. Endure means you just go through and you overcome. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But you can't do it alone. You must do it by trusting the Lord, by depending on God, by calling on him, by relying on the word of God. Hallelujah. The word is life to our flesh and nourishment to our bones. Proverbs 4:20-21 says that. Talks about how life comes forth from the word. Take heed to the word. Psalms 119, verse 9. Hallelujah. God's word is true. And so, again here, when our characters are, It says we know that we suffer, we develop endurance, which shapes our characters. And when our characters are refined, we learn that it means to hope and anticipate God's goodness. Do we want to think about that for a minute? It shapes our character. What is that? Our conduct, the way we carry ourselves, the way we think, the way we act, the way we express ourselves to others and to God. Our character is just who we are, right? Mm-hmm. Now, who are we? Are we allowing God to examine us? I had a dear sister send us some stuff yesterday talking about God. She was saying grand rising instead of good morning. Mm-hmm. And we looked it in the found it in the word where the Lord said it was good that all that he made. And it was what? The day, the morning, the night, the noon. Every part of the day he made was good. Mm-hmm. Everything that he made was good. And so I was just trying to challenge her. I said, what about the word of God? What about the Jesus that you serve? Are you focusing on the Christ that you serve, or are you focusing on your flesh? It's so important for us to get our eyes off of ourselves and focus on Christ. She's always been presenting this thing, too, about black. Black this, black that. Sure, we're black. But the bottom line is what? We're in this world with who else? Green, yellow, red. I don't know. Some folks might even look a little pinkish, brown, tan. White, all these nationalities, all these colors, all these languages, nations, tribes, kindreds, and tongues, they will stand before the living God, but they will only stand in his presence because they have believed on the living Christ. He is what? The only way, the way, the truth, and the life unto God. No one comes to the Father except by him. I just had to encourage her. I said, what are you doing for Jesus? You're talking and teaching all this erroneous stuff, talking about spells and all that stuff. Sure, there's a curse in a sense when you don't believe God, but are you pointing people to Jesus so the curse can be broken? Mm-hmm. Jesus is the liberator. He breaks the curses. He what has set us free. We were acquitted. In a sense, the law had us so that we were worthy of death. Mm-hmm. And that's a curse. Death is a curse. But Jesus has come, what, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And that breaks the curse. It sets the captive free. It opens the blinded eyes. It causes the ears to pop open. You ever seen ears get three times bigger? No, that's a joke. But I'm telling you, you're able to hear like you never heard before, because you're hearing not just with your ears, you're hearing with your heart, the word of God. And when the word of God comes forth, what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then we are able to obtain an excellent report. Hallelujah. The elders obtained an excellent report because they trusted and believe the word of God. Hallelujah. When we don't know what else to believe, believe the word. Go to the word of God. Heed the word. Feed on the word. If you are willing and obedient and will receive the word, you will eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. God's word is true. Hallelujah. When no man, when every man's a liar, God's word is true and lieth not. God is not a man that he should repent, neither is he the son of man that he should turn from his ways, but he is true to his word. Hallelujah. So, church, we must continue to endure. Hallelujah. We must continue to trust. And when we trust, we will endure. And then it says here, when it means to hope and anticipate God's goodness, the hope will never fail to satisfy what? Our deepest need, because the Holy Spirit that was given to us has flooded our hearts with God's love. Hallelujah. Think about that. Hope Amen. Will never fail to satisfy our deepest need, because the Holy Spirit that was given to us has flooded our hearts with God's love.
Amen.
Just think about that for a minute. The Holy Spirit is flooding your heart with God's love. He's flooding your mind with the things of God. Number one, the word. Hallelujah. And that word, that how many promises has God made to us? And if we would just think of one or two or three or four or five, think about the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit is just pouring the word into our hearts by his love. The love of God is shed abroad by the Holy Spirit. That's what's happening there. It's amazing. It's amazing. So as I go on, what's the difference between faith and trust? Faith and trust have similar meanings. And often people will use the words, you know, interchangeably. If they don't use one word, they'll use the other. And then in some cases, maybe they'll use both. But most of the time we're using them one or the other. But Merriam-Webster defines faith as what? Belief and trust and loyalty to God. For most people, there is no practical difference between faith and trust to them. The two are synonymous. Any differences that exist are very fine. One difference, though, is this, simply grammatical. Trust can be either a noun or a verb, depending on context. As a noun, trust means assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, and truth of someone or something. And so that means we surely must rely on what? God. We rely on his character. We rely on his ability. We rely on his strength. We rely on his truth.
Mm-hmm.
When no one else, when we can't depend on no one else, we can depend on God. You know, instead of going next door to our neighbor and all they do is gossip, gossip, gossip. They want to hear your business. Then they want to spread your business. But God doesn't want us as believers to do that. If I'm going to hear my brother or sister, I'm going to hear them in confidence. I'm going to hear them in love. I'm going to be trustworthy. Trustworthy. They're going to be able to come to me in confidence and trust. Even, of course, but you got to know who you're dealing with, because everybody is not going to keep your confidence to the point where they will go to the Lord first.
Amen.
And that's what's important. Somebody that's willing to go to the Lord first on your behalf, just as what Jesus, he is going to God on behalf of many. He's interceding for us. He knows everything about us, every hair on our head, the thoughts and intents of our heart, the steps that we take going forward, backward. Hallelujah. Whether or not we went down to the store there and bought a lottery ticket, whatever. He knows it. Hallelujah. But the bottom line is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to just acknowledge, God, you know, so I need help in this area? Lord, I thank you that you've helped me to overcome in this area. What are we going to do? Are we going to trust him to the point where we surrender it all? We've got to surrender all to him on a daily basis. Like, what is it, Luke? Is it Luke says what? It says we must pick up our cross and follow the Lord daily. Deny ourselves, take up your cross daily, and follow Christ. Is that what, Luke 9? We had to look that up. But anyway, let's go on. It says here, that's important. Relying on God is important. To rely on truthfulness or accuracy. To believe, to commit or place in one's care or place confidence. To place confidence. Faith is always a noun, except in cases of its archaic use as a verb. Okay. And what is that saying? Jesus said in Mark 11:22. He said, "What? Have faith in God." Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm thinking that the exercise of faith, would that be a noun or verb? That's the noun, I think. But then again, he said, take action. Place your trust in God. Mm-hmm. Place your confidence in God. All right. Look to God no matter what you are facing. Okay. So that's what pops in my head. All right. In scripture, faith is designed as what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it. So that's what makes it a little difficult. It makes it darn right hard sometimes for us as believers, because we think we got to see everything. We got to feel everything. We got to touch everything. We got to taste it all. But God wants us to believe above all else. Have faith and believe. In other words, faith involves trusting in something you cannot exactly prove. Faith is inseparable from trust. It's confidence that God can and will do what he says in his word. Faith includes both intellectual assent to something and trust in it. So we believe something is to be true, and we also place our trust in it. Rely on it. Faith recognizes that a chair is designed to support the person who sits in it. And trust demonstrates that the faith by actually sitting in it demonstrates the faith by actually sitting in the chair. Now, how many of us have done that? You either sat in that chair, you put that chair there and you sat in it. But then how many of us have actually said, hey, I'm going to fall and you catch me? Anybody ever done that? You just have faith to the point you trust in that person behind you that they're gonna catch you. And I've seen it where somebody didn't get caught. In other words, they hit the floor. Yeah. But that's faith. That's faith in action, and that's trusting. You're working both of those, trust and faith. And that trust is that the person behind you is gonna catch you. You know, trust. It's amazing. So, you know, this God, he's just good because he allows us to exercise our trust in him. He's actually teaching us to exercise our faith. Amen. We each have what? A measure of faith. And so we must exercise that faith by learning to trust, by basically trusting. You know, trusting, again, is a measure of faith, I think. It's amazing how they work hand in hand. Mm-hmm. An example of relationship between faith and trust is what? Trust fall, like I was just telling you. Mm-hmm. You have faith that your friends will catch you, even though your back is turned on them. You believe you will not hit the ground. The act of falling, as the name of the exercise implies, is trust. You demonstrate the faith that you have in your friend. Trust in God is a core aspect of biblical faith. So you got to trust God the same way, if not more. Let's trust God more, right? Trust him more. Amen. Now, question here. What are the differences between trust, faith, and belief and hope? Well, I'm not going to get into all of it, but I tell you, it's amazing. And when you really study it, you know, while some claim that trust, faith, and belief are all synonyms, a review of the Greek would demonstrate that while faith surely includes the element of belief, they are interdependent on each other and are similar. Being from the root of trust, they are not the same. So trust, the Greek word is petheo. Petho is a complete confidence and assured reliance on character, ability, reliability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Trust is a human characteristic, a personal choice. We choose to trust God, Satan, ourselves, and others. All right. So that's the area of trust. Now, faith is what? Belief, trust, a conviction of truth, confidence, assurance, persuasion, or divine persuasion. Okay. It is the root of trust, which supplies the core meaning of faith, divine persuasion. Faith is what? A noun, and a noun is a word for a person, place, or thing. We can say that faith is the confidence of what is yet unseen. Faith is a spiritual gift from God and never something that can be produced by human effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just saying, God gives each of us a measure of faith. In short, faith is God's divine persuasion. God provides faith, but it is our responsibility to operate and grow in it and not to kill our faith with doubt and unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
We got to destroy doubt and unbelief by having faith.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's why it's so important. If you're not walking in faith, then you're walking in doubt and unbelief. It's either one way or the other. It's no neutral state. It's just like hot or either cold. Of course, you have the warm, but the warm, what good is the warm sometimes? It's just not good for a whole lot. It's either hot for the better benefit, or it's either cold. You ever tried a hot ice pack? Think about that. A hot ice pack. Does that work? Think about it. Okay. All right. Now, believe. The Greek word is pistuo. And the Greek word for faith was pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. The Greek word here is P-I-S-T-E-U-O. To believe in, have faith in, trust in, place confidence in, to entrust, adheres to, rely on, accept, think to be true. And we did all of that when we believed on Jesus, didn't we? We did some of those things to believe on him as Lord and Savior. And we must continue to do the same thing. Believe, trust, have faith, and what? Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Hope. Hallelujah. That's a very important power word along with all that we see. Okay. Where is hope? Is hope here?
Mm-hmm.
Hope is elpis. Hope is trust, confidence, earnest, anticipate, and intense expectation. Make that last part. Intense expectation is hope. All right. An absolute assurance that God will do well for me in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, many think of hope as meaning just a wishing and a hoping. Hope is not doubt, but intense expectation. All right. So we when we hope, we have great expectation. And great confidence towards God that he would do it. All right. Now, Romans 15 is one of my favorites. Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Romans 15, 13. That's one you can post on your refrigerator, post it somewhere, put it in big writing and just meditate on it. Yeah. The God of hope fills you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. What better thing to do to get joy and peace? Trust in him. So that what? By the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. You're going to abound to the point where you're going to overflow.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have so much hope in you that it's going to spread to somebody else. You ever you know how scarf? Which one of those fevers that spreads? It's one of them. Scarlet fever spread it. This COVID is surely spreading, isn't it? But the bottom line is, hope will spread by the power of the Holy Spirit. Healing will spread. Hallelujah. Peace will spread as we trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord and do good. And verily thou shalt be fed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hope looks forward with desire, mm-hmm. confidence, and expectation.
Amen.
There is no power for the present without hope for the future.
Wow.
Isn't that something? In other words, without the hope, there, you know, you can't even endure what you're going through right now. But bottom line is, with hope, you can make it today, and then you can make it until tomorrow comes.
Yeah.
But don't worry about tomorrow. Just hang in there for the day. Yeah. Hang in there for the day. Jesus said, let tomorrow take care of itself, the evil thereof. You don't even have to worry about it. Don't worry about all that mess. Don't let your mind be boggled down with it. Cast every care upon the Lord, for he cares for you. This is what we got to practice. I've been practicing it for 40 plus years, and it seems like I still don't get it right sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm a little better off now than I was 40 years ago.
Amen.
I thank God that I'm a little better today in Christ than I was yesterday. And I'm determined that tomorrow I'll be what he would have me to be. I will walk and do what is pleasing in his sight. And then when it comes to doing what's pleasing in the sight of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, I can ask what I will, and it shall be done. That's what trust is when you can go to God and ask him according to what? Romans 15 or John 15? St. John 15 and 7. Abide in me and my word abide in you, and you may ask what you will, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. But Jesus, what? God is the husbandman. Jesus is the vine. And we are the branches,
yes.
And we must stay connected to the power source. He's the God of hope, isn't he? He's the God of hope. He's the God of trust. He's the God of peace. He's the God of my fathers. He's the God of everything that we know and don't know.
Amen.
And so that's some of the difference. I can't keep going, but the main thing is that we take all of this and mix it up with what? Love. Everything is founded on love. The greatest of these, 1 Corinthians 13 says it, is love. And that love is from who? Jesus himself. Because what? He loved me and he gave himself for me that I might have life in him. Hallelujah. He suffered, he bled, he died, he gave his all, that we might have a right to his love and the tree of life. So why is it so difficult that we can't trust him? We can trust him. We can obey him. We can do that which is pleasing in his sight, because we realize it's not just us, but it's Christ that lives in us. Christ is the hope of glory. He is the hope and the trust of glory.
Yes.
Yes, he is. Colossians 1 and 27 says it. He is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And I thank him for that today. I could go on and on, but I'm going to let that be it for now. The main thing is just continue to trust him, continue to obey him, continue to love him, continue to depend on him. Hallelujah. Continue to call on the living Savior, the liberator. He's the hope of glory. Jesus is his name. Don't go to the left or don't go to the right. Don't even go ahead until you know that you're going with Jesus. Go with the Lord, and he will lead you. He will guide you. He will reveal all truth by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that the things that we experience are true. Hallelujah. You know when the God touches your heart. You know when he touches your spirit. You know when he's touching your mind. You know. Hallelujah. And if you don't know, you continue and you will experience it. I assure you. And that is the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. He will show you the things of the Father. He will say what the Lord has put in his mouth to say. He's going to do what God tells him to do. And he's going to reveal that to us. Romans 8 talks about that. Amen. So I praise God for trust today. I praise him because we can trust in the one, the eternal one, the true and the living one, the God of all flesh and spirit. God is with us. And what? If he is with us, he is more than the whole world against us. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that comes against you, you will condemn. You will cast it down. Hallelujah. And you will tread upon what? Serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall harm you. That's Luke 1:19? I got to make sure I got that one right. But it's there, Luke 10:19, I believe it is. But God is just on our side, and he is a mighty warrior through his son, Jesus the Christ. He has already defeated every one of our enemies. And so that's why trust is what we can do. We place our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in God. Depend on him. Oh, I have one more. This is my golden nugget scripture. And it's found, I had it right here. Let me just say it and then we'll finish. There you go. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man, the woman, the boy, the girl. But it's primarily saying the man, but man represents us all. Man, woman, boy, girl, who trusts in the Lord. Hallelujah. And whose hope is in the Lord. For the Lord, for what? He shall be, you shall be. Put your name there. I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which spreads out its root by the river. Then, in other words, those roots are going to just get out there. They're going to grab hold of that substance and that nourishment. Hallelujah. The river is a river of life. And it will not, we will not fear when what? Heat and difficulty and trouble comes. We won't fear. And our leaf, what? Will be green. And it will not wither. And we don't have to be anxious for anything in that year or hour. No, we don't have to be worried about drought. No, will anything cease from yielding fruit? Our tree will bear fruit. Hallelujah. We will just prosper because we trust in the Lord. May God bless Amen. The words of my mouth, a word of prayer. Father, I just thank you for everyone that has heard this word. I pray that Jesus would be alive and afresh and received in hearts and minds. Jesus the Christ. He is the one that sets us free. He is the one that destroys and delivers us from all sin. He breaks the strongholds and sets the captive free. He opens the blinded eyes, and then he empowers his sons and daughters to stand and do the very things that he said, do. Greater works shall we do because he is with the Father. You're with the Father, Lord. And so I pray that the Holy Spirit will empower each of us, word our mouths, refresh and renew our minds, Lord. Hallelujah. And just make us lights in this darkness. Many, Lord, need to see the light and come to you. And I pray that it will be done even in this hour as I pray and speak, that many will receive Christ as Lord. Hallelujah. They will repent of their ways, turn from the evil, turn from the ungodly ways, realize that Christ's way is narrow and straight and true, and there is no other way. Hallelujah. Break strongholds, Lord. Open blinded eyes, set captives free. Bring deliverance, Lord, as only you can. Say it in the Lord, rebuke you. I resist you. I command you to flee, to be broken off of lives in the name of Jesus, and let them go free. Loose them now and let them go free. We are free in Christ, and we are free indeed. I command healing to sick bodies. I command strength, hallelujah, where there is no strength. New hope and new trust and new confidence in you, Lord. Hallelujah. You make everything brand new. in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, for you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the hope of glory in this hour and the hour to come. In Jesus' name I pray. And God's people said, praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.